Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome, 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 all of you absolute fucking goblins, to Spicier Than Therapy. We're back, twin.
We're back, bitches.
That's as close to a song as you've gotten so far in this first 10 seconds of the episode.
You're welcome.
But I can guarantee everybody listening, it will not be the last time that she breaks out into song.
No.
He gave
the theater kid way too much coffee today.
So I've been practicing my iced coffee skills because I don't like iced coffee.
I do.
But Twin like a good fucking queer. Yeah, Twin fucking loves it because she is queer and you have to love iced coffee if
it's
you're
required.
Queer. Yeah, it's like part of the contract that you sign, right? And so I've been working on my triple shot iced coffee or iced latte for her, and we're getting pretty good at it.
Oh yeah.
Oh hey, should we do our lead in?
I guess we should.
Yeah, I mean,
we're professionals.
Like, we're like a minute into this and we haven't even done our fucking thing.
Welcome fucking back.
What a welcome back. Anyways, welcome to Spicier Than Therapy podcast, where we talk about polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, kink, BDSM, communication,
and all of the wonderful things that we think go into making a healthy, loving relationship.
Hey, twin, what are we going to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, my love. Try to take over the interwebs.
Yeah, interwebs. We always got a high five out to the interwebs on every goddamn episode. It's funny, I listen back to some of our episodes just to see how they sound, not just because we're, you know, liking to hear ourselves speak, because yeah. You can hear us on every platform, all over the interwebs. But then I always notice that we mention taking over the interwebs in some form in like every goddamn medium that we do.
Yeah.
And I don't hate that. You know, we did miss an opportunity to say it at Dragon Con, though.
Oh my God, we did.
Yeah, we said interwebs, but we didn't say taking over the interwebs.
God damn it.
And I feel like that was a missed opportunity for us.
It was.
Yeah.
I'm chastened.
You're what?
Chastened.
I thought
you
said, no, I thought you said Jason. I was like, who the fuck is Jason?
I don't know.
Is he hot?
I don't know. Jason, if you're listening,
yeah.
Email us.
Shout out to all the Jasons in the world.
Oh, wait, no, now it got weird. I just remembered I grew up with a guy. Well, I didn't grow up with him. He was my friend's dad, but I knew a Jason.
What?
I knew a Jason growing up, and it's weird. And
was he hot?
He was hot.
And he was your friend's dad, so you already had, like, some silver fox tendencies when you were young?
Apparently, because, like, it was when I was little, and I remember thinking that he was, like, pretty, but, you know, I was, like, under 10, so it didn't register.
I was
like, oh, he's
hot.
10, yeah, I just remember being like, oh, my friend's dad is cute. Cool.
You know, I know we're talking about sex in the apocalypse, because that's the name of this episode, but your statement actually makes me think about, like, you know, the sexual awakening conversation that you and I had, like when you first noticed someone that you thought was attractive. And like, for you, I'll let you tell the story, but for you, I know it wasn't even a person. It was an animated person, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So what had happened was...
Yeah. Well, you know, like a lot of, millennial gremlins, queer millennial gremlins, my sexual awakening was enhanced, we'll say,
enhanced.
Discovered by animated movies of the 90s and early aughts. So, you know, Lion King 2, if you know, you know.
Oh, she made us watch Lion King 2 the other day.
You're welcome.
And it was fucking abysmal. Like, shout out to our friend Jason Marsden, who is a goddamned hero.
He created a generation of furries.
And
it's all his fault.
He did such a good job in that. But I even told him when we saw him a couple weeks ago, I was like, she made me watch Lion King 2. And he's like,
my condolences.
No,
those
we
were
can't,
his words.
We can't say what he said because he's still public facing.
Oh, God, okay, we'll have to edit that out. Okay. We can't tell you what he said, but.
Now do it.
Okay. We can't tell you what he said.
But there was some synchronicity there. Anyways. <Yeah. laughs> So funny enough, actually, I had two similar situations, and one also included a Mars property. So the first time that I recognized that I was like attracted to someone when I was younger, it was Tiffany Amber Thiessen on Saved by the Bell, because I'm legitimately 90 and I'm an elder millennial. And so she was hot because she played Kelly Kapowski on Saved by the Bell. But then also around that same time, I was watching a lot of Boy Meets World, and Mars was in that. So shout out Boy Meets World.
Hey,
and Topanga. On that show, I was like, I love you. I will sacrifice my soul for you.
I love
Run her. Away from Corey and hang out with me. And she never did.
Topanga is the reason that I am the feminist icon that I am.
Oh, she was so good.
I just like to throw that out there.
And
also, you're welcome.
That and Melissa Joan Hart and Clarissa Explains It All.
Oh, well, for me, it was Sabrina.
Well, yeah, because it was different ends of the millennial generation.
Spectrum, yeah.
But Sabrina was great.
Sabrina was so good. Salem. Ugh.
Well, and it's funny because I was watching Clarissa Explains It All when I was a kid, and I didn't have access to shit like tofu, and they always made a joke on that show about her mom being a hippie and making shit that was disgusting. And so all of my like formative years, I thought tofu was just like this gross, weird thing. I make tofu like four times a week.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's amazing. So don't let Melissa Joan Hart's TV mom, you know, put you off of tofu if you're a child.
To be fair, that was white people in the early 90s, so like the skill with tofu had not quite, the artistry of proper tofu preparation had not yet been explained.
There were no Indian dishes on Clarissa Explains It All.
Yeah.
And they
used your first problem.
Tofu and paneer in such an inventive way in all that cuisine. Fuck, we could talk about food forever.
I was about to say, I love that it's just like,
welcome
back. We're going to nerd out for 10 minutes.
Yeah, on everything. But I feel like that's kind of what we do. It's like people listen to our podcast, I think anyways, and you can, you know, disagree with us and send us an email at spicynewtherapy@gmail.com and tell us if we're right or wrong.
And we'll tell you think you're stupid. So,
we will
unless you tell us that you love us, and then we'll be like, we love you too.
We will not tell anybody that they're stupid.
I will.
She
you don't like
will.
Our podcast, you're stupid.
No.
No.
Jesus Christ. This just got really weird. I forgot my fucking point just then. No.
Feminist icon.
People listen to our podcast because it's sometimes educational and they learn about new things in polyamory and kink and BDSM. But I think it's because of our gremlin energy. People like it. And so even when we do lives on TikTok and sometimes Instagram and shit like that, people come in and they just want to see us be ourselves. This is quintessentially ourselves. But we're not here to talk about ourselves. Yes, we are. But we're not here to talk about ourselves. We're here to talk about Sex in the Apocalypse. Zombie. I don't think zombies know bounce chicka wow wow. They may
Although
know...
if they did, they get to live longer.
Right, right. We'll chain them up like Shaun of the Dead style and play video games with them like it.
Yes.
Yeah. So why, Twin, are we talking about sex in the apocalypse? I want to know.
God, I hope this doesn't make it to YouTube.
Oh, it's making it to YouTube.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Well, if you're listening, you need to go find this on YouTube so you can understand
why. In like 3 to 5 business
don't...
months.
Yeah. Look for this on YouTube so you can understand why I don't want it on YouTube. And it'll be there anyway. But here we go. So we're talking about Sex in the Apocalypse because that was the first panel we got booked for. And it just kind of snowballed from there.
At Dragon
it was
Con.
Awesome. And we had an amazing time at Dragon Con.
Yeah.
Paige, Mama Nurse Wolf, we love you so, so much. You were incredible.
Shout out Paige.
Yes.
And her partner. I don't know which ones of the ones we met were actual partners, but they were amazing.
There was a lot of, we met a chunk of the poly pool.
Yeah.
It was so great.
It was
so
very
much,
wholesome.
So much spooky, scary skeleton dancing. It made that my heart so happy.
It's so filled with joy in that dance. And so we went to the, zombie prom,
mm-hmm.
Friday night or Saturday night, one of those nights. And, Paige.
Apparently fucking Luke Skywalker,
Mark Hamill was there. Yeah, I saw those pictures.
Yeah, where the fuck was he?
He wasn't up in the front dancing.
No, he had to have been like way in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have been too.
He's not anywhere near us, and we were dancing.
And he was in costume too.
Right? Probably somebody thought he was just like playing Luke Skywalker, but didn't recognize him as Mark Hamill. Like that Charlie Chaplin coming in third at a Charlie Chaplin acolyte contest.
And Dolly losing to a drag queen.
Yeah, or Adele impersonating herself.
Oh, she also lost to a drag queen.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just saw the show where she impersonated herself. Anyways, back on topic. 9 minutes in. We're doing so well, y'all.
This is what happens when we're released for 4 months.
When we don't release a show for a bit, you get this kind of energy. You're welcome. If you're not here for this type of energy, shout out to Kate Osborne. Here's your fruit snacks. Fuck off.
Wow. And I was the aggressive one.
I'm playing off your energy. So a year ago, we went to Dragon Con, which is the largest fan convention in North America. And we went as spectators. We wanted to go and hang out and nerd out over all the shit that we think are cool and see some of our friends.
And we stalked Kate Osborne and
we did not stalk them.
I mean, there was loving stalking.
Twin may have stalked. I don't stalk anybody.
I planned my entire weekend around their panels last year.
See, but it plays differently if me as a mask presenting person says I stalked them than it plays if you say it as a high femme woman.
That's fair.
Yeah. It comes off very Joe in you if I say it. Which, by the way, I've never seen
that show.
Okay, the show sucks. It pisses me off. It makes me so mad because I read the first two books before the show came out, and I was so excited. My psychologist friend gave them to me, and she's like, here's a sociopath. Here's a textbook fucking example of a sociopath. And I was like, fantastic. Not my own personal therapist, one of the ones that worked for me at the time.
Okay. And, I was very concerned for her.
No, no, no. It was, I had a bunch of docs and MCSWs and LCSWs and shit working for me. And she gave it to me, and she's like, you're going to love this. I know your personality. So I loved the books. I was so excited for the show to come out. And then when the show came out, I was so fucking disappointed. Because, I get why they changed some of, the storyline things. YouTube's going to love you watching you do your makeup. But the show did not pass the vibe check for me. And I know people love it. Anyways, so we went last year to Dragon Con as spectators. And then, 2 months after Dragon Con, one of the people that puts together the panel reached out to us and was like, hey, I love your content. I love Twins content. I don't think we had a Spicier Than Therapy TikTok account at that point.
Nope.
We had the podcast. Yeah. But it was like, hey, I'd love to have you come on and talk about sex in the apocalypse. And we're like, fuck yeah, sign us up. And then within the next 9 months, we got booked for multiple panels. Mm-hmm. So we got to go this year as speakers at Dragon Con. Mm-hmm. And look, if you get an opportunity to speak to a crowd of strangers at Dragon Con, 10 out of 10, would recommend. So much fun. Ugh, so wholesome.
I had a blast. Oh my gosh. And I just want to give huge, 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 huge thanks, props, gratitude, and love to the entire crew at Dragon Con. I'm talking the volunteers, Shannon, Paige, Phaedra, the entire team that put together the panels.
That we were on.
Organized. Yeah. Not even just those, but the people who put together all of the panels, all of the tracks, wrangle the volunteers, the security team that keeps people in and out and safe. Seriously, thank you, thank you, thank you a thousand times over to all of the staff and volunteers and helpers at Dragon. Y'all are legitimately the unsung fucking heroes of that con, and I am so grateful for all of the hard work that y'all do. You're amazing.
It was so fun.
And it was fun because of the hard work that they put into the con. So just so, 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 so much love to all of the staff. And if you go to Dragon Con, if you have the opportunity, please make sure that if you enjoy a panel, if you enjoy the guests that are there, if you enjoy the costumes, the decorations, the everything, please just go up to a volunteer, go up to a staff member, and just say thank you, because they don't nearly hear it enough at all weekend.
Absolutely. And don't do what Twin suggested you do on one of our TikTok videos. We were telling people to come and watch our panels, right? Here's the times, here's the places, we're going to do the things. And in the background, I'm given all this information. She just pops in and goes, and come rub my butt. And I'm like, don't rub her butt without consent. If you get consent, yes, rub the butt. But can you imagine 73,000 strangers just walking up to you and rubbing your butt?
You know what? You know what? You know what, though? Okay. Plan for next year. I'm so sorry if I blew out your ears, y'all. I apologize. I got very excited there because I just thought of something. Tell you what, next year, if you come to DragonCon and you see us at DragonCon, we'll start. I personally, this is me. This is not tier. This is not me.
I can already tell I'm not doing this.
But fuck it. We'll do a fundraiser. I want to do a fundraiser. If you rub my butt for $5.
$5.
Raise the price. Just hang on.
A fucking sandwich is $24 at DragonCon.
Fair.
Butt rub should be at least $4.
Well, it's a fundraiser. It's not for me, you know. But
who are we raising funds for?
I don't know. Fucking a charity. Don't think a charity. We'll find somebody. It's got to be something that's like, you know, BIPOC specific. We'll figure it out. We'll come up with it. We're doing a charity. Charity butt rub.
You heard it here first.
For next year at DragonCon.
In 11 months, when we are on like a million panels at DragonCon, and there's not even a million at DragonCon, but when we're on a million panels, you can rub Twin's butt for the low, low cost of a cup of coffee and some other bullshit. I don't know, man.
I figure $5, because like, if we get a line going, we gotta make it quick.
What else do they get? Do they get to rub your butt? Are you gonna sign their butt? Because I would sign up for that.
We'll stagger it. We'll come up with tiers. If you're in, no pun intended. If you're in our Discord, we're gonna start this. This is gonna go along with the great butt chug of 2023. If you know, you know.
Butt chug.
Wow, it's gotta leave that part out.
I'm not.
You gotta join the Discord.
I'm very excited about the Jell-O butt chug.
Oh my god, this is how we get yeeted. I was trying to make this YouTube safe. He's going to get us yeeted off of YouTube. Anyway, join our Discord. The details will all be there.
Yes, because it's Jell-O that gets us yeeted, not the butt chug part.
Listen.
Continue.
What was I saying?
Jell-O butt chug. You're coming up with tiers.
Yeah, it's gonna be tiered. We're going to do it. Okay. It's going to be staggered award system. It'll be beautiful. Look for that next year at DragonCon.
So, I mean, similar. We saw somebody doing something kind of fun on the last day, I think we were there at DragonCon.
Oh, this woman.
I'll let you describe it. And there's picture proof that hasn't been posted anywhere
yet. I got way too excited about this one, y'all.
Yeah. We've got to post this on Instagram on our Spicier.
Oh, yeah.
Right after we drop this episode.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. So
like, look to context.
Look to our Spicier Than Therapy Instagram account literally right as this is going live.
Yeah.
So whenever you're actually listening to it, swipe away from Spotify or Apple Music or whatever the fuck you're listening to it on, and go to Instagram while it's still playing, because you are a multitasking human, right? And look at this. But go ahead.
Oh, God. So our final night there, we were walking around. Was it Marriott that we were walking around?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. We were in one of the hotels. I think it was. It was underneath the Club Pulse or whatever.
Doesn't matter.
And that part matters to me, whatever. Anyway. And there were a couple of people, femme presenting, individuals that were up against one of the banisters, you know, where the elevators and stuff are. And just posted up, and they had a sign up that says, "We'll step on you for 5 gold or barter." And I was like, yes, because they were both very pretty, and one of them, the one that stepped on me for sure had those little fawn, like, satyr feet.
Yeah,
shoes.
She was the only one.
Oh, God.
They were both very attractive and very kind people.
They were. They were both incredible, and they were both very, very sweet. And I got so excited that I did not pay attention to the fact that they were trying to communicate to me that I was supposed to roll a d20 and do all of these things, and then I went and got them a drink, and I was like, you know what? Whatever. You can tell me to do whatever. I am already in full thrall. Yes, please. Whatever.
And we don't carry cash, so we couldn't exchange our cash for gold, which would have been cheaper, because I think the mead that we bought them was like $13.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I was not paying attention.
I bought mead for
all three of us,
plus the person you bartered with.
Yeah.
And it was like $70-something.
Was it really? I was already gone. I grabbed
She
the
was
two
so
drinks.
Excited.
Yeah. I was so excited. I grabbed my two drinks. Well, not mine. Mine and theirs. And I was like, deuces. You handle the payment part. And I ran to go get the drink to the girl.
That seems to be indicative of how we do things sometimes. You see naked pretty women and you're just running and you're like, you handle the money, I'm off.
Yeah.
We do that when we go to the strip club, too.
Yeah. You knew this. You signed up for this.
I did, and I signed up for it.
You did this before you signed the paperwork.
And with enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Because titties.
You're welcome.
Also, we are 20 minutes into this, and we haven't talked about anything yet.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about anything, or do you want
we'll
to
just
change
go.
The topic?
Yeah, fuck it. But we're here. This is where we're at.
Keep rolling. Anyways, Dragon Con was dope.
Yes.
We met so many amazing people and had so many amazing experiences. And one of the things that I loved, I don't even remember which panel this was on. The people who lined up to ask questions of the panelists, the mic went out.
Oh, that was on our final one.
Oh, it was the last
one.
Sex
in the Apocalypse.
Oh, okay. It was Sex in the Apocalypse. Yeah. It was Sunday night at 11:30
That was the tone set.
Right. Well, no, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get to that story in a second. But the one I'm telling is the microphone went out. So everybody had to either yell their question from this line, or we started having people approach the panel table and speak into the panelist microphone so that the 200 plus people in this room could hear what they were asking. And this one guy came up, and shout out to you if you're this guy. You made my entire Dragon Con. We could tell, it was Paige and I. Mm-hmm. Paige and I could tell that he was a bit nervous getting in front of the crowd and asking his question. So before he could get like more than three words out, because he was stammering a bit, I think I asked him, I was like, hey, would it make you feel better if we held your hand while you asked your question? And with
his
all
face.
Sincerity, he was like, yes. So Paige and I reached out
so
and
awesome.
Held hands with this man while to give him the courage and the strength to ask his question. And he kept holding our hand while we were answering the question.
It was so cute.
And our partner Nick's got a picture of it. And it is one of my favorite pictures from our time at Dragon Con because it was such a wholesome moment.
It
right?
really was. Like, it sounds funny to hear it, you know, in post, but like at the time.
Yeah, everybody was like, oh.
Yeah, like the entire audience it was eating it up. It was so, so cute. Like, and he was genuinely so cool about it. Like, he just stood there, just like a little puppy, just
it was,
happy.
It was so great.
So sweet. And I loved that for him because he was just a darling. And his question was actually pretty good.
His question was good. And, you know, if you've never been to Dragon Con, you know that most very, you know, passionate, nerdy, geeky people like us, most of those people are introverts.
Yeah.
So getting up in front of a crowd, and speaking is difficult for them. You and I are absolute show ponies and extroverts, so we have no problem. And most of the panelists, most, are the same.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, most of the audience is just there to nerd out about their favorite thing and find new things to nerd out about. But when you ask them to stand up in front of 200 people, that's a little bit harder.
Yeah, and we're not even exaggerating. There was 200 people. We
never
had this
got
place
final
packed.
Count. Yeah.
It was... The room that we were in was over at the West End, and it was almost completely full. It was actually funny because when we were walking up to go to that panel, the three of us, us two and Nick's, our partner, we were walking up and we saw this line formed up against the walls, and we were like...
We were confused.
Yeah, we were very confused because we all really had to pee.
Because all of our other panels had really good turnout, but not more than 100 people at each one.
Yeah, I mean, your silo panel that you were on was full attendance, and there was
like
50, 60 people there.
Yeah.
Because it was a much smaller room, too.
Sure.
But, you know, we're like, there's no way this is for us. So we're like heading to the bathroom or whatever, and then like, you know, we're debating and we're trying to figure out. And I was like, well, I know how to figure this out. And I stopped and I was like, hey, which line is this? And the guy that I asked, he was like, oh, this is for Sex and the Apocalypse. Are you going to be watching? I was like, yeah.
It's something like that.
I was just like, yeah. I was like, I was trying to find that one. You know, doop-a-doop-a-doo. And so we went, we did our business. And then we came back and the line was gone. We were like, oh, no.
We're late for our own panel. We weren't.
We weren't late.
We weren't.
We got in there and we just looked around and it was like the entire room was... almost full, and I looked at Tier and I'm just like, what the fuck?
And because it was day 4 of Dragon Con,
everyone was hammered.
Everybody was frazzled already. Everyone was tired. It was also 11:30 at night.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people were already a little punchy, but I think one of my favorite parts of it is, you know, you and I had both been on like 3 other panels or whatever leading up to that, because this was our last panel that we were on. Mm-hmm. And most of them were very thoughtful. A couple of them were fun,
mm-hmm.
but it was very serious in a couple of them.
Yeah.
At least some of mine were much more serious than I wanted them to be because I'm a ridiculous person. This panel was not.
No.
We started out, before the panel even started, taking shots, drinking homemade moonshine that somebody brought. One of the moderator of
apple
the panel,
juice. It was apple juice.
Apple juice moonshine?
Something like that.
Either way, it was fucking strong. And the moderator was putting on like some really kick-ass hip-hop, and we were like dancing at the table and taking shots. It was the most unhinged panel I've ever been to at a convention.
So fun.
Fucking ate it up.
Dude, yeah, it was amazing. Fucking Burma.
Burma, yeah.
And she was our moderator. Burma was our moderator, and Paige was the one that gathered us together for the panel. And Burma, if you're listening, I love you so much, sweetie, and I can't wait to see you again.
You're our hero. You are instantly our friend.
Yeah. Burma and I decided that we're not allowed to sit next to each other if we ever have to focus.
Y'all were distracting. Because, like, so people would ask a question, and, like, Paige and I would be talking, and then I just hear both of them to the side, just, and I'm like, I can't even remember what I was saying. Like, y'all need to simmer down now.
We were over on the side, like, talking so much shit, just in general, the entire time. It was hilarious.
And so I was on another panel, not by myself, I was with four other people, but Twin wasn't on this panel, and her and our partner, Nick, were sitting in the very back row trying to make me laugh and fucking with me and sending me very fun texts.
You're welcome.
And I did not break stride except once. Once you got me.
Did we?
Yeah.
Where did we get you?
You guys were doing naughty things with, they were pantomiming all of the things that we were going to do later. But yeah, it was good times.
Oh no, you didn't break then. You just smiled.
That's breaking.
Oh my gosh.
That's my breaking. That's not my non-performative breaking. But we also did another panel that Phaedra Black set up called The Spicier Side of Digital Media.
Which will be also up on our thingies.
Which was perfect. Because obviously we are spicier than therapy. Hello, this is what you're listening to. But Katie O'Source was on that with us.
I love Kate.
But the problem with that one, because that one was also fun,
unhinged.
And it was also another late night one. But right next door in one of those like collapsible wall things, so you could hear through it, they were doing karaoke or karaoke, if you pronounce it correctly, or a karaoke if you're a goddamn gremlin, because I heard somebody pronounce it like that.
And so
we're answering these questions, and we can hear people scream singing Let It Go. And all of us like took turns like just bouncing in our seats while another person was answering and like mouthing along to whatever song or whatever Aerosmith tune happened to be on.
Bon Jovi at one point.
Oh, fucking Bon Jovi, man. That's how I knew the night was over.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, we can't keep Bon Jovi in it.
Oh yeah, no, we had a blast. We were trying so hard, you know, because we were at points, especially with Spicier Side of Digital Media, that one. There were points where we were genuinely having like an actual serious conversation
about, you know, sex work.
About sex work specifically, right? Because that's what we were there for. So we were having a genuinely serious conversation while Disney tunes are going in the background or while Bon Jovi's in the background. And so it was just hilarious trying to have these like serious conversation. But it was even funnier because we're doing all of this, and I think you're the only one on that panel that doesn't have ADHD. Phaedra, Kate, and I do, and I think Sean too.
I think so. I think you're correct.
I feel like I'm
a little neurodivergent, but I do not have ADHD.
Yeah, and so you have four ADHD gremlins trying to answer this seriously while also having while also having this stim over here from the audio. It was pure chaos and so much fun. And also that somehow made it work better, I think
like that one is one of the ones that's streamed on the official Dragon Con Twitch channel.
Yeah, it's going to be up on their YouTube channel as well.
So eventually you'll see some of our panels up on YouTube, the one that we can upload.
Yeah.
And so check us out there too, because it was unhinged. It was so much fun. But I want to line us back in to Sex in the Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Mainly because I took the preparation for this topic way differently than everybody else took it.
Yeah.
So when Paige first floated this idea, what did you think of in terms of like what we were going to talk about on this panel?
Well, for me as a femme presenting person, and particularly because when we were invited to do this, it was pre-hysterectomy, right? So for me, my main concern was birth control. how do you mitigate, you know, risk, we'll say, right? That was my main focus. And then, you know, we were making jokes about, like, you know, the fact that our girlfriend makes self-defense devices, is I think what he ended up calling them during the panel. You know, different tools and implements of ass destruction, things like that. And so we were talking about different things like that. But, like, I don't know. I didn't, like, I took it seriously, but I also was, like, I went very literal and practical.
And I think that's what most people did. Because even Paige was talking about
the
medical and the clinical aspect of it. But also, you know, choosing her polycule based on their survival skills and survivability in a dystopian world or a post-apocalyptic
absolutely
world.
What we all do.
Which was great. However, the first thing I thought, yeah, I actually horrified the audience.
Twice.
And got shut down by the moderator. Because they're like, oh no, we have to stop him talking about this. The first thing I thought in apocalypse, right, was zombies. So I was like, okay, cool. That's what I was picturing in my head, a zombie apocalypse. Not an alien invasion, not, you know, a fucking
nuclear fallout
or pandemic related thing, you know, where like 40% of the population dies, whatever. I was thinking zombie. And so in my mind, I'm like, okay, how do you physically have sex if there are zombies about? If you're going to do a one-on-one thing, you have to have a third come in and watch so that you don't get attacked mid-coitus by a zombie. And then my mind went from there on, like, okay, well, if they're the type of zombies that you have to, you know, behead them to do a thing before they die, or you have to stick them in the heart like a vampire, I don't know, man. I was like, how do they transmit their zombification? Is it through their teeth? Is it through their nails? Okay, well, if you just remove a zombie's teeth,
and that's where we had to cut it.
And their hands, they can't infect you. So they could be, you could set up like a little voyeur and exhibitionist scene with a bunch of like toothless, fingerless zombies. And the crowd was so fucking horrified.
No. Okay.
That
okay.
I went there.
Here's the thing. He's misconveying this right
Am
now.
I?
Yes.
Well, that's what initially what I thought.
Okay. Well, that might have been what you initially thought. But in context of the panel, what we were talking about was essentially you turning a zombie skull into a fleshlight.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why we had to stop you. Because, you said, because we were talking about the question.
This is why I'll never be invited back.
Yeah. The question was essentially, like, what sort of alternatives are there there be to actual, you know, sex? And that was when you were like, well, you know, as long as it's not like a fluid thing and you're only infected by their bite, like if you take the teeth out, and Burma and I both were like, and we're done. That's it. We're, you know, enough. And so, like, because the entire audience was just like, you know, the collective horror.
Horrified a bunch of people who actively came to hear about sex in the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah,
and you know,
oh God,
to be
so
fair,
so
yeah,
good.
We're not even going to talk about those people. To be fair, that's what runs through my mind, right? Like
fleshlights.
Not particularly. The fleshlight was in that moment when somebody was asking the question, but like in my mind, I'm going, okay, you know, physically, how's this going to work? Somebody asked questions about cleanliness and got absolutely utterly destroyed.
That was the mood.
Yeah,
set.
That was the very
level
first
set.
Fucking question. Yeah. And Twin went full Twin. We're not gonna call them out because we don't want to embarrass people. We gotta talk nice about people.
How do you think vaginas work, man? If you know, you know. I'll just leave
it
at that.
If you know, you know. Or see it on the YouTube when we upload the video about
if
that panel.
If we can. If there is one. I don't think there is.
That one I thought had video. Mm-mm. No?
No.
Wow, balls. That one was fun.
It was
right.
Fun.
Well, you're getting kind of the rundown of what we talked about. But one of the things that I thought was interesting in some of our other Apocalypse Rising panels was so many people were focusing on different types of apocalypses, and all that was in my mind was zombies. So like when I mentioned aliens never would have crossed my mind if it wasn't right, if it wasn't for your other panel that you were on with Burma.
Yeah.
Go ahead, tell them about your Probe Me Harder Daddy.
No, so the Probe Me Harder came from the Apocalypse panel. But there were tie-ins because we were talking originally, my first panel was neurodiversity in a post-apocalyptic world and how we survive.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And so we were joking around about that. That's where Steve originated.
Fucking Steve.
Again.
He gets yeeted right out of the survivor community because this motherfucker.
He's a barrel maker.
Yeah,
man.
And he cannot make a barrel that actually holds liquid. So he is being fed to whatever apocalyptic thing is out
Poor
there.
Poor Steve. He's just trying.
Fucking
He's
Steve.
He's doing his best.
He's not. Continue.
So we had Steve the barrel maker. And he was carried over from neurodiverse panel to apocalypse panel, right? Or to sex panel, which was hilarious. It was a lot of fun. We, again, totally unhinged. No, but the alien thing, it started prior to us even actually starting the panel. Paige and I were just kind of shooting the shit back and forth. I forget even what about. But then during the panel, we got to talking about, like, if there's an alien apocalypse, blah, blah, blah. And I forget why, how, what the fucking context even was. But it was literally, like, the thing by the end is that we decided that we're going to have to make ribbons for next year that say, or, oh, I know what it was. I said that I hope it isn't an alien apocalypse and that all the hentai girls, hentai fans, hope that it's an alien apocalypse because we just want to finally have an excuse to yell out, probe me harder, daddy. Like, and so that's going to be our ribbon next year. Look for that. Look for us.
Yes. So this actually leads to my favorite question that we got during that panel. And it's a question that A, we answered, but we're also going to pose to you as the listener. So if you're listening to this on Spotify, they have this cool feature now where you can do like a poll or a write-in answer. So I'm going to put this question there.
Beautiful.
If you're listening to it on Apple Music, and they don't have it, so just shoot us an email with your answer at spystudenttherapy@gmail.com. Or if you're on our Discord, post it in there. And if this eventually ever goes on YouTube, put it in our comments. But the question was, if you could pick what type of apocalypse you wanted to live in, what would you choose? So like, what would be your favorite apocalypse to live through or live in? Twin, what was your answer?
Zombies.
And why was it zombies?
For me, it's zombies mostly. None of my reasons are going to sound particularly healthy, but let's just say that it's anger release.
Well, this
anger
is
management.
This is spicier than therapy. We're not actually
I just
therapists.
Want to stab people in the head.
There you go.
There it
so
is.
When you come up to Twin next year to rub her butt, be sure she has nothing on her that she can use to stab you in the head.
Or maybe you do. I don't know. I could probe you.
Harder.
Daddy.
Oh, I so cannot wait to see the video of this go up on YouTube.
Oh, God.
Anyways, my answer to this, and it was something that someone else just shouted out from the crowd, and I'm like, yes, demon invasion.
Ooh.
And they asked why, and this was my quote, because demons know how to fuck.
Yeah.
And so if I had to choose which apocalypse I wanted to live through, demon invasion for me, zombies for Twin, now we want to know what it is for you.
Yep. And just make sure, again, I'm going to reiterate, next year, look for our ribbons. We will have Demons Know How to Fuck and Probe Me Harder Daddy as ribbons, commemorative ribbons that you can come and find from us to show and indicate that you took the time to find Tyr and Twin.
Right, because this year what we did, we didn't have time to stockpile a bunch of merch, Spicier Than Therapy shirts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we had Spicier Than Therapy cards mm-hmm. made up. So we had like 1,000 of those and we gave out almost all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone recognized us from TikTok or from the podcast or from somewhere, they would get a card. And then if people just wanted to know more about who we were and what we did, they got a card. So we're going to have different levels of stuff. If you recognize us from somewhere else and come up and say hi, rather than if you're just introduced to us at Dragon Con.
Exactly. And also, just as a quick aside, I do really want to quickly say thank you to Stephanie and the entire crew at Unfiltered. This
Yo.
Is not sponsored, but our trip was. So yeah. thank you so much
oh
to Stephanie,
God.
Sarah Lynn, all of the entire Unfiltered crew. I had so mm-hmm. much fun bouncing around Dragon Con. Like running up to people and being like, hey, you're hot. You look like you sell pictures of your feet for a living. Would you like to do that on this website?
Yeah.
And the number of times people were like, what the fuck? Yes.
And like one girl talked to you for an hour and a half
yeah.
about it.
Yeah. She was
and
so excited.
All of the Unfiltered swag went quick.
Gone. Like I had to portion it out per day, and I still like by
day four.
By Sunday, like halfway through Sunday, all I had left were the flyers and like gone.
The sunglasses went, the bikinis went. Yeah. Man, it was impressive.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. But yeah, shout out Stephanie. We had an amazing time. And we can't wait to go and be on tons of panels next year. I think it's going to be a vibe for us. Maybe we'll try to rope my dad into coming, because the people on the Discord know this, but my other podcast with my dad called Nothing Left Unspoken with Tyr and Ed drops next week. Maybe even this week if we can get to editing that video. But it drops next week, and if we gain enough traction there, we're going to invite my dad along. And so those of you who have a crush on my dad from the TikTok videos can come and definitely not rub his butt, but you can come and say hello to all of us at next year's Dragon.
But on that note, we're going to go ahead and start wrapping this up, because we got to go get ready for a date.
Yeah. We love date night. Yeah. We do love date night. And now, because we are a triad, as someone called it, because we're in a triad, date nights are great, because we all have individual date nights, we have group date nights, like every hang is a cool hang.
And tonight gets to be a super date night. We're going to go hang out with some of our friends that are here from out of town. So, that brings us to church. Oh, God,
wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
I tried to swallow it. It backfired.
I'm not going to edit any of this out. Of the video or the audio.
Oh, you're a monster.
Church announcements.
Church announcements. Yeah, that's where we were going. All right. So let me pull up my very handy dandy calculator
here. The handy dandy notebook.
All right. So if you want to see us, you know what? I'm going to do this just because they're my friends and I love them.
Okay.
If you want to go see us while we go see our friends, you can come check us out or catch us out at the following two shows this weekend. This Friday, the 22nd of September, we are going to be at Phase Gone Wild at the Always Lounge and Cabaret.
In New Orleans.
We're going to be there cheering on our friends Darby Fox and Charlie Quinn Starling. We love them dearly. They're visiting from Vegas. I'm so fucking excited. That'll be at 11:30 at
the Always Lounge.
Thank you. And then, stop it, Google. Calm down, ma'am. Stop it.
I always thought Google was an NB.
I'm going to call it a ma'am because she's being a bitch right now.
Wow.
Yeah. And then on Sunday night, we're doing Opulence Hour burlesque show. And for ticketing and tickets and information for that one, you can go on to societyofsin.com. And again, we will be there cheering on our friend Charlie. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have a good time. You can have a good time. And then you can throw money at our friend's butts. And it's a lot of fun.
And if you're in or around the New Orleans area and you happen to be kinky or just interested in kink, we do go to a lot of NOLA sloshes as well. And we're going to one this Thursday.
Yeah. And then next week, there is the...
what date is next week, Twin?
Oh, God. I'm getting there. Next week on the 27th, which is Wednesday, we're going to be at Colette's for their kink night. That'll be a lot of fun. We'll be there with our partner, Nyx. And we're probably going to try and rope a very fine purveyor of leather goods into going with us.
Perfect for daytime.
Or playtime.
And playtime. And if you don't know Colette's, it is a swingers club in New Orleans. There's a bunch of them all over the country. It's not my favorite swinger club out of all the swinger clubs that I've been to. And the one in NOLA is just fine, but we're going to go there and live it fucking large and make it awesome.
So if you're in town, come find us there. And then, there we go. And on Saturday, the 30th of September at 1 p.m., you can find me strutting my stuff and slinking my skank around.
Wow.
I don't
Jesus.
Know. Jesus. I hate all of that.
Wow.
I don't know
edit
why I said
that.
Yeah, we're changing that one.
Jesus.
All right. And then on Saturday, the 30th, you can catch me at Jinx Bar and Grill. I will be shaking and shimmying and tassel a twirling for Spot of Teas, a burlesque brunch at 1 p.m. That's going to be a lot of fun. I cannot wait to see BB again. She's such a trip. And last one, Monday, October 2nd. October. October 2nd.
October.
October. You made me completely just derail.
I was going to say, we should really have this in list form next time we do this.
We should. I know. I'm like looking at my... This is what happens when we disappear for 4 months, y'all. I'm so sorry. Depression is a bitch. So, 7 o'clock, Monday, October 2nd, at the Always Lounge. Come find me. I'll be performing with Betsy Propane and the Smoke Show.
Ah, okay. Smoke Show Nola. Fucking yeah. Love Smoke Show. Betsy is a doll.
All of the links for tickets and information will be in the show description. If you want to come see us, if you want to throw money at the butts, just go look there and you will find all the things. And of course, we'll be repeating this next week and keeping you updated with all of our church announcements.
And shenanigans.
And shenanigans.
All right, Twin, let's do our traditional sign-off, which at least three people have told me that they love. So much. So, hello, Amna.
Yeah. Hi, sweetie. We love you so much. All right.
Babies, darlings.
Excuse you. I was setting
I know.
Mood.
I know. I thought you were just losing your place. To be fair, that's what's happened in this episode a couple of times.
I was setting the tone and you ruined it. Ruined it.
I'm a thrower offer of the vibe.
Such a man. Anyway, my darlings, my babies. My loves, be good to yourself, be good to others, give yourself grace, love, and patience, and above all else,
go out and do some dope shit.
Bye.